local, newsworthy topics affecting the community. Join our host, Logan Bajet, live at KJDY Studios for Coffee Time right now.
Yeah, here we are live in the studio. I've got my coffee. Actually, it's almost gone. Aw. I have Mindy Winiger, our Grant County Fairgrounds manager, with us. Welcome to the show, Mindy.
Well, thanks for having me, Logan.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for coming and visiting with me. Man, it's busy around here in the fairgrounds. Just coming to work, it's like there's motorcycle riders and there's all kinds of things going on.
It has been a crazy couple of weeks.
So, yeah, no doubt. Yeah. I just saw on the, yesterday saw on social media where had some rocks. Someone threw some rocks on top of the roof at your new storage building. That's just right out here.
Yep. So we assume some kids being kids, and, you know, it was a little disheartening. Wish we would have noticed it earlier, but we did find out when it was and stuff, but Brad Armstrong has been nice enough with Phil's Tree Service. He's going to come clean it up for us. So.
Well, that is nice.
So then we don't have to step on the roof and do any more damage.
Oh,
so.
Good. Okay.
Because there's some dings and dents in it.
Oh,
so,
man.
But we will survive. So
man, it's a brand new deal. Barely had any of the new washed off of it with the rain.
Yep.
Yeah. So. No kidding. Okay. Well, that'll be easy then for him to go in there with that equipment.
Yeah. I just want to, you know, say thank you for the people that reached out to us to offer to come help also.
So what do you do in that situation? Do you go over camera footage? Do you ask around and you just say, hey, you know?
Yep. And that's basically what happened and what, you know, narrowed it down.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hopefully we can go through the summer without any more little mischievous vandals.
We got it all done and out of our system. So.
Right, get it out. Shake it out. Well, good. Well, I know we just had the BMW riders here. So
we had right at 400 motorcyclists for that. So it was a great event. BMW also donated $2,500 for the fairgrounds. For more improvements. They've just been really impressed over the years of what's happened on our grounds and wanted to donate a little bit too.
So, well, how nice.
Yeah.
Do you know where that money's gonna go?
Well, we are, this fall, we're gonna re-roof the pavilion, and on each end where the tin is, the old gray tin,
right.
We're going to replace all of that.
Oh,
so,
good.
On the inside and outside. So just to dress it up a little bit.
All right. So. Well, thank you. Thank you, BMW riders.
Yeah. No, it's great.
Nice. Well, good. Well, I know things are moving along very quickly here. It seems like as soon as June hit, it's like, yep, and we're in summertime, and fair is almost tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. I feel like I was a long ways away, and now it's like, oh, it's here.
Yeah, no doubt. And so here. On your end, I mean, I know you've been running around like mad. You've been several days probably without a break, and you still have a few more to go, you were even saying.
Yep,
and so what does that entail on your end, just getting ready for things?
Well, you know, just having events, you know, back-to-back like we are this week. We've got Moto Guzzi coming in, which is another motorcycle rally with 300. They're expecting 300 motorcyclists. Then we do have some all-star campers.
Yeah.
And so in the meantime, while trying to put on these events, we're also still trying to prepare for fair, get our fair posters out, which our fair and rodeo posters still need hung. So we're hoping to get that done in between events. Our fair guides just got here today.
All right.
So we'll be dropping those off around town too. And then also get our ticket sales going. So we'll have ticket sales at Lynn's Drug, Duke Warner in Dayville, the Chamber, of course, the fair office, Bar WB in Prairie. So hopefully I'll have tickets out today to sell also. So.
Ramping right up for things.
Yeah, so we just got to keep moving.
Yeah, right. Well, no doubt. And I see the poster right there. I see the pamphlet or the booklet right there, and looking pretty snappy.
Yeah.
So
yeah, no, we're really happy with it this year.
Good.
And hopefully we'll win another award for the best fair guide. So that's our plan. So.
Well, yeah, for the repeat. Well, excellent. Well, Mindy, let's pause here. Let's take a 2-minute break for our sponsors. And when we come back, we'll talk more about our Grant County Fairgrounds with Mindy Winninger, Fairgrounds Manager. Keep it tuned to KJDY.
Ed Stobbinson's offers a huge selection of Mag 1 oils, lubes, and solvents. With Mag 1, you get a quality product at a great price, like Mag 1 full synthetic oil starting at just $4.47 a quart. You'll pay over $6 a quart for most brands. Find similar savings on ATF, gear oil, hydraulic fluid, two-cycle oil, and bar oil. Other Mag 1 products include Octane Boost, Carb Cleaner, Brake Fluid, and a lot more. Check out the full line of Mag 1 products at Ed Stobbinson's Propane at 243 North Canyon City Boulevard in Canyon City.
The City of John Day wants you informed. Did you know that if you log on to thecityofjohnday.com, you'll find key links to guide you to information on forms and permits, current info on city projects happening around you, plus ways to pay your city bill online? It's easy. Just log on to thecityofjohnday.com. That's thecityofjohnday.com. Want to know when city council meetings are happening? Planning commission hearings? All that information is there too. That's thecityofjohnday.com.
Sizzling summer savings are on now at Miller's Home Center in both LeGrand and Baker City. Grab our free flyer at the front door and save. Inside, canning is on. Find 6-pack canning jar storage containers for just $9.99. Plus, all canning jars, Sure Gel, Gulp Wax, lids, and vinegar are all in stock. Outside, find nozzles for $14.99, heavy-duty Best garden hoses starting at just $24.99, and more. Shop local. Shop Miller's Home Center in LeGrand and Baker City, where we build better communities.
The mission of Grant County Chamber of Commerce is to promote and support Grant County businesses and the local economy. They do this by advertising Grant County in several forms of media, awarding business enhancement grants to member businesses, offering transit room tax grants for county events that promote tourism, encouraging buying local with their Grant County greenbacks, and a whole lot more. Join today. Learn more at Grant County Chamber of Commerce, 301 West Main John Day, 575-0547.
And now, more coffee time on KJDY. Here's Logan Bajet.
And back here with Mindy Winninger, our Grant County Fairgrounds Manager, just talking about fair stuff, and what should we mention next?
Well, I don't know. I want people to get out there and buy those tickets.
That's right, and you're talking about tickets to our entertainment?
Yeah, that would be the biggest thing. You know, we need to get some concert tickets sold.
Cool.
So I know people have been busy, and with softball, baseball, graduation, and all that, but we want to continue to have these concerts like we talk about, and I need people to come.
Well,
so
yeah,
we're just hoping ticket sales, you know, start going.
And let's talk about that a little bit, because I have talked to some folks who are like, you know, we kind of like to just wait until the day of, that way we can just get everything done there, and but at the same time, you only really save out a handful of tickets for that. If you get a whole bunch sold in between now and then, you know, I mean,
correct. You know, we do have limited seating because of, you know, our venue. We've never sold out. So I was hoping this year is the year to sell out.
It might be.
And it might be.
Yeah.
So, and tickets are a little more expensive, you know, at the gate. So they're $45 now.
Okay.
And they'll be $50 at the gate. So you do want to get them ahead of time.
And so I know we can go online, grantcountyoregon.net. There's a link right there once you get into that website. Can we swing by the fair office and grab any, or have some available?
Yep, we have them at the fair office, and again, at all those other ticket outlets, the Chamber, Duke Warner Realty, Lens Pharmacy, and Bar WB will also have them.
Okay, perfect.
By the end of this week, I'm hoping.
Good, yeah. So we have options as we're out and about in the community, and so that's going to be a really good show. I know, because I've seen Sawyer Brown before, and it's like they're honestly probably my favorite country band to go and check out live.
Well,
it's
great.
And I'm happy that they're coming to me. I don't have to go see them this time.
Me too.
So, right?
No, I mean, I'm really excited about it. I thought it was a great co-headlining act, and
yeah,
you know, it's going to be a really upbeat, fun
that's
concert.
It's going to be high energy, and it's kind of the time of the year anyway. We're at fair, we're hanging out with all our folks that we haven't seen all year, some of them, and it's really a good time to have a high energy show like that. Of course, the Cadillac 3 going to be opening up for them, and they're a little, you know, of course, a little newer, and have a kind of a rocky country vibe to them,
right.
And they're doing some big things too. I know they just released an album here not too long ago.
I think it's just going to be a lot of fun, and I think people are really going to regret if they don't get their tickets.
Oh, yeah. That's how it is every year, though, because then the next day on Facebook, you gotta scroll through all your friends' posts. It's like, oh, man, I wish I was there.
Yep, exactly.
But anyway, GrantCountyOregon.net. I know I'm excited for it. It's going to be a great show, and it takes a whole village pretty much to put this on.
Right.
I mean...
It does. I mean, we... you know, depend on volunteers. I know we've put that out on social media, you know, too, but we'll get more active on calling people to get volunteers. And if anybody wants to volunteer, just call us, email us, message us. We'll need people at gates during the rodeo, fair and concert. We need people helping us sell drink tokens, ride bracelets, information booth. We've got air conditioning in the pavilion now, so if you want to be at the information booth in the pavilion in the air conditioning, I have a space for you.
You could work it out right then, is what you're saying. Well, there you go. Well, good. And if someone needs wants to volunteer, just call you, get a hold of you.
541-575-1900.
Perfect. All right. Well, let's take another break here. We'll be back in another 2 minutes with Mindy Winninger, our Grant County Fairgrounds manager. Keep it tuned to KJDY.
The City of John Day wants you informed. Did you know that if you log on to thecityofjohnday.com, you'll find key links to guide you to information on forms and permits, current info on city projects happening around you, plus ways to pay your city bill online? It's easy. Just log on to thecityofjohnday.com. That's thecityofjohnday.com. Want to know when city council meetings are happening? Planning commission hearings? All that information is there too. That's thecityofjohnday.com.
Grant County has a logo, and Grant County Chamber of Commerce offers it on all kinds of swag. Hoodies starting at just $30, hats for $15, plus t-shirts, coffee mugs, lapel pins, stickers, and more. Stop by the Chamber office and have a look. While there, browse the publications and maps for things to do in Grant County and beyond. Help promote and support Grant County businesses. Purchase Grant County swag at the Chamber of Commerce office, 301 West Main John Day, and at selected Chamber member businesses.
Sizzling summer savings are on now at Miller's Home Center in both LeGrand and Baker City. Grab our free flyer at the front door and save. Tools are on sale. Find a 15-piece screwdriver set for just $9.99 and 2-piece tongue and groove plier sets for $26.97. Put them in a new tool chest with $180 off. Need yard equipment? Edge trimmers start at just $179. Don't miss these sizzling summer sales prices. Shop now. Shop local. Shop Miller's Home Center in LeGrand and Baker City, where we build better communities.
Winter is over. Josh here. That means Ed Staub & Sons Propane is offering our money-saving summer fill special. To qualify, you must have an Ed Staub & Sons rental tank or a customer-owned tank, and you must fully fill the tank. Want to learn more? Prices change, so call Ed Staub & Sons for the latest price and an appointment for delivery. The Ed Staub & Sons Summer Fill Special. Get your propane for less and be ready for fall. Call Ed Staub & Sons, 541-575-0804.
And now, more coffee time on KJDY. Here's Logan Bajet.
Yeah, I'm sitting here with our Grant County Fairgrounds manager, Mindy Winninger. And, Mindy, I wanted to ask you about the rodeo, or talk about the rodeo a little bit. But before we do that, I see you have your booklet open there. And there are some, of course, we mentioned Sawyer Brown and Cadillac 3, but you have some other pretty good artists that are coming here to play at fair on some of the different days.
Right. You know, so your fair entry's only $5, and we have great entertainment lined up. Wednesday, which is free, will be our local Philip James and his band that everybody loves. And so he'll be on Wednesday night. Thursday, we have a new band coming. It's called Andrew Matthews Band. And people need to look him up. He is great on the guitar. And if you like a little more rock and roll, that's the night you want to come.
So sounds like my jam.
It's Thursday, yep. And then Friday after the concert, we have Jacob Westfall, who was also an American Idol contestant.
Oh, wow.
I can't remember what year it was, but he is going to be there on Friday night.
Ooh.
And then Trent Beaver was here last year, but he will have a full band this year after the bullfights on Saturday.
So. Nice. And you're saying he's on kind of a whole North American tour right now. He's like on the east side or
something? Yeah, so he's back east right now touring, and it has hit some shows all the way through. So.
Wow. So some great music out on our Grant County Fairgrounds this fair. I'm looking forward to that.
Yep, and I think we have a wide range this year.
Cool.
And every night's going to be a little different, so you don't want to miss it.
All right. And you have it right there in the fair pamphlet. And so folks can pick those up and they can get more information if they need.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I did want to ask about the rodeo. That's when the second is?
Yeah. So we have two performances. It's the second and third.
Okay.
So gates will open at 5. We have a pre-rodeo, which has our cowhide race, some breakaway roping, and local barrels.
Nice.
And it will start at 6, and then the regular ICA rodeo will be at 7 p.m.
Okay.
So, and then I want to remind everybody, we have a VIP section. This will be the second year that we've done that. Brenda Coley from the Snaffle Bit, she helps cater that, so you get a dinner.
Ooh.
Good view and a dinner for $35.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah, it'll be great. And then, again, you know, it's $12 for great entertainment. And Friday after the rodeo, we'll have an after party with the goat roping, which all the locals really enjoy that. And then on Saturday, we'll have a Queen's dance with live music.
Oh, nice. Yeah. All right. Good. And then that just kicks off the party, because then fair is just a few days after that. And we'll be going until, what, August 11th or 10th?
August 10th. This is the last day.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
Yeah, we'll end it with Hampshire Fighting Bulls and Trent Beaver. So,
all right. Yeah, so that's going to be a fun one.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun week. I mean, I think we've, you know, between the fair board and rodeo committee, I feel like we've outdone ourselves this year. And again, no, we don't have a carnival, you know, we'd love to have one, but we've added a few more things for the kids to do out in the grass.
Yeah, and I have had a few folks ask me, well, why aren't they doing a carnival? And it's because the companies won't come all the way out here. Yeah. I mean, it's out of your hands, right, Mindy?
They don't want to get off the freeway.
Right.
I did see on social media that Union is going to have a carnival day, I think in the next couple of weeks, actually.
Okay.
And I'm excited for them. But the carnival's traveling through on the freeway. And
right. So that's only 15 minutes off the freeway.
Yeah, and so they were able to make, and I lied, it's Union County Fairgrounds.
Oh,
it's in LaGrande.
Oh, perfect.
So not at Union. But
yeah, so it's right there. Yep.
Yeah.
And so, I guess that makes sense for them, you know, as they're trying to get in as many dates as they can, and they don't want to spend too much time traveling, and you can just haul it right there on the freeway.
Yeah, you know,
I get it, but you know, you got to give the small town, the small county some shine too. We got to have our carnivals.
Well, all we can do is hope that the economy changes a little bit
and
those carnival companies can reach out to some smaller fairs again. So.
Right. But you and a lot of our other fairgrounds are making up for it. I mean, you're doing what you can. You've got some cool things set up for the kids that you do every year, and so that always helps.
Yep. You know, the zip line was really popular last year, so we got a little longer one this year.
So all right.
So I think that's going to be a great attraction, and then a few couple more spinny things.
Well, so, kids love spinny things.
So it'll be fun.
Well, good deal. All right. Well, let's take our final break here, Mindy, and we'll be back and wrap up with anything else we want to put over the mic. Sound good?
All right. Thank you.
All right. We're back here with Mindy Winiger, our Grant County Fairgrounds Manager. Keep it tuned to Coffee Time.
Grant County Chamber of Commerce supports the local economy and its businesses. You can too. Stop by the Chamber of Commerce office and purchase Grant County greenbacks. Available in several denominations, greenbacks spend just like cash at Chamber member businesses. They make great gifts, bonuses, even contest prizes, and more. The best part? You'll keep Grant County dollars in Grant County. Give Grant County greenbacks. Purchase yours at Grant County Chamber of Commerce, 301 West Main John Day.
Ed Stobbinson's offers a huge selection of Mag One oils, lubes, and solvents. With Mag One, you get a quality product at a great price, like Mag One full synthetic oil starting at just $4.47 a quart. You'll pay over $6 a quart for most brands. Find similar savings on ATF, gear oil, hydraulic fluid, two-cycle oil, and bar oil. Other Mag One products include Octane Boost, Carb Cleaner, Brake Fluid, and a lot more. Check out the full line of Mag One products at Ed Stobbinson's Propane at 243 North Canyon City Boulevard in Canyon City.
The City of John Day wants you informed. Did you know that if you log on to thecityofjohnday.com, you'll find key links to guide you to information on forms and permits, current info on city projects happening around you, plus ways to pay your city bill online? It's easy. Just log on to thecityofjohnday.com. That's thecityofjohnday.com. Want to know when city council meetings are happening? Planning commission hearings? All that information is there too. That's thecityofjohnday.com.
Sizzling summer savings are on now at Miller's Home Center in both LeGrand and Baker City. Grab our free flyer at the front door and save. Inside, canning is on. Find six-pack canning jar storage containers for just $9.99. Plus, all canning jars, Sure Gel, Gulp Wax, lids, and vinegar are all in stock. Outside, find nozzles for $14.99, heavy-duty Best garden hoses starting at just $24.99, and more. Shop local. Shop Miller's Home Center in LeGrand and Baker City, where we build better communities.
And now, more coffee time on KJDY. Here's Logan Bajet.
Yeah, back here with Mindy Winiger, and we have just a few minutes here, Mindy. What else do we need to sneak over the microphone before we shut it down today?
Just that we'll probably be having a couple of work days, you know, so if everybody can listen, you know, to you, I'll, you know, let you know when those work days are.
We'll put it out there.
And then also on social media. So we'll have a couple of work days just getting ready for fair and rodeo. We want to get the grandstands painted, and we need some picnic tables painted, and just doing some cleanup. And get out there, get your tickets.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
you know,
definitely.
I want to keep doing this.
Cool. And for those volunteer days, what, just come with your chore clothes on and be ready to help out?
Yeah, chore clothes and gloves are a good idea.
Okay. So. And a lot of times you have water.
Oh, yeah, we'll have water, usually snacks. So
nice.
We try to treat all of our volunteers really well.
So. Well, good. Well, I know this is such a big undertaking every year, and fair is just a something that a lot of folks here look forward to. You know, like we said earlier, it's kind of our gathering time, or one of the gathering times during the year, and it's just a great week out of it to get together and hang out with our fellow Grant County folks.
It is. It's, you know, we say that every year multiple times, you know, you and I talk about, and I should say too, why I'm here, we have more food vendors than we ever have. We have regular vendors, so you don't want to miss it.
Cool.
So, I mean, it's going to be great. So,
cool.
You'll be able to eat just about any kind of food you want this year at the Grant County Fair.
And so. Fair food, that's a whole thing in itself
it
that
is.
People look forward
yep.
to. Yep.
So, and we just look forward to having everybody. It's a great, happy time, you know, to be. So.
Cool. Well, and hopefully I'm on your radar for our rodeo royalty, our Queen Levina and and Princess. Hopefully they'll be coming in, or Queen Levina will be coming in and talking about things sometime before the rodeo or maybe even during it.
We'll get her on here. She's traveling to Ukiah this weekend for the Ukiah Rodeo, and then 4th of July she'll be at the Prairie City Parade, and then headed to Joseph.
All
for
right.
that rodeo. So.
She stays busy too,
she
doesn't
stays
she?
Stays busy. So,
wow.
Yep. And she's been advertising well for us and been doing a great job.
Good. Being a good ambassador for the Grant County Fairgrounds.
Yep. Yep.
Always good to hear.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming on the show, Mindy. I think we are out of time now. Anything else we want to get out there?
Nope. We just look forward to seeing everybody.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you for joining me this morning. Everyone else, keep it tuned to KJDY. We've had it on Coffee Time.
This concludes our episode of Coffee Time. Views or opinions expressed during the show are not necessarily those of KJDY, Elkhorn Media Group, or our sponsors.